The video forecast for this week in brief. We warm midweek, cool week's end, warm again as next week starts, but all times remain dry. Thursday update. As an update to the video above, I was correct. The model had been restarted and did not have a memory of the smoke load in the atmosphere at the start of those runs. There is a ribbon of smoke entering Colorado from the remaining western fires for the next few days. Figure 1, smoke at all levels, and figure 2, smoke at the surface. I thought that was odd. Figure 1 update. Smoke at all levels Thursday noon from the HRRR and NOAA. Figure 1 update. Smoke at ATH surface Thursday noon from the HRRR and NOAA. End Thursday update. Wednesday update. The forecast is on track with dry 80s, clear skies and little smoke. Enjoy. End Wednesday update. Forecast discussion. Passing short waves and a wander in the dominant high-pressure ridge out west will make the temperatures waver between the 60s now to the upper 80s at week's start, figure 1. Our last big trough is departing as of Monday evening, figure 2. There is plenty of dry air ready to move in as this trough moves on, figure 3. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast from weatherunderground.com for Longmont, CO. Figure 2. The 500 MB upper air forecast map for Monday noon from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 3. The water vapor satellite image from NOAA from Monday PM. White, purple is moist air, red, brown is very dry air. The longer range forecast. The heat and ridge peak on Sunday in the upper 80s. The ridge will pass right over Colorado again, figure 4. Over the next 5, figure 5, and 10, figure 6. Days, things just stay nearly totally dry. This dryness is expected to hold through the start of October. Hopefully, this column will remain interesting the next 2 weeks. Fall begins Wednesday at 1:20 p.m., September 22 this year. Programming note. I plan to take the last week of October off for my first real vacation in almost 2 years. Thanks for your patience. Weather 5280 has also begun their first snowfall predication contest, if you want to take a stab at it. Figure 4. The 500 MB upper air forecast map for Saturday noon from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com. Figure 5. The 5-day precipitation total from the GFS and Weather5280.com. Figure 6. The 10-day precipitation total from the GFS and Weather5280.com.